Hey there, thanks for coming. Take a seat.
Time to retire to the drawing room.
So I think I've found it. This year's perfect summer album. One that you can just leave in your car or music player on high rotation to get you through the heat. Mr. Dan Kelly has delivered the goods for us and he is here. Good job, Dan.
Thanks a lot. That's really good to hear.
You're aiming for that.
It was recorded in a lot of different places, so it's good to hear that it sounds good.
Tell me about those places.
Well, I started the process 3.5 years ago when I finished my last record. So we started just rehearsing in a little mud brick studio, sort of deep inside this old lingerie factory in Brunswick. We got a couple of songs there. Then I went to London to hang out with my friend Aaron, who used to play in the Alpha Males, and he's produced my records and helped produce this one. And then we ended up writing a bunch of songs in his flat, coincidentally when the riots started. So there's a lot of sirens in some of those songs.
And really?
Yeah, this, you know, the sound of helicopters. And because he was on King's Road in Dalston, which was sort of a major thoroughfare of the sort of East End. So we got a bunch of, we wrote a bunch of tracks then, mixed a record, and then I was like, I don't really like this record that much. came back to Australia, kept a couple of songs, rewrote the lyrics, moved to Nimbin for a while to live at a friend's place, and ended up sort of writing a concept record about the north coast of New South Wales.
You've been bushwalking in North Queensland. Do you like getting into nature for inspiration? Is that like a thing?
Yeah, I think I like pacing and the not chatting, you know. And chatting's good too, chatting with your family or whoever you're walking with. But often you just got your head down and you're just like, okay, next ridge. I've always kind of gravitated to that thing. It's not like I'm a nature child of nature, sort of running, frolicking through the fields every day. But I studied environmental science when I was growing up and I like it.
You have a connection to it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sweetness oozing from this album. Is this kind of you revealing your sweet side?
I think I write romantic songs. You know, they might be a bit cynical and a bit humorous. And as the protagonist of some of these songs, I'm often making mistakes, which I think is probably the most reflective of my life.
They're autobiographical.
Well, there's hints of it. You know, I like to write these kind of meta narratives, and it's almost like my story is sort of written in lemon juice in between the lines. You know, I like to say my songs are almost like walking into a movie about 2 minutes after it started, and then you have to kind of quietly figure out what's going on.
So you're like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Why is he here?
Yeah, what's he doing? Or she. I'm a woman in one of the songs.
How does that feel?
Felt good. I've got a song called Baby Bonus. I sort of play as sort of a beautiful hippie girl. That's a new one for me.
Tell me about Baby Bonus and your moment of being a woman.
I met a really cool girl in Nimbin who just had a kid with the sort of local tarot dealer guy. You know, it was a very hot day and she just looked over it. You know, not the situation, but could just see how hard it was to have a kid. And, you know, it was very northern climes and sweaty in the middle of summer. And I sort of went back and just constructed this whole sort of story of her, you know, with a dope dealer boyfriend. I mean, it's all made up. And then so I pretended to be her, and then, you know, my boyfriend was off in the hills recovering from a brown snake bite, and, you know.
You're completely cracking me up.
That song was like the key song for me to write this whole northern New South Wales kind of narrative. You know, so I've got another song called Everything's Amazing, because my friends who live in the hills behind Byron Bay, you know, who are proper farmers, call Byron Bay Amazing Town, because everyone goes, you know, how was your holiday to Byron? And that looks amazing.
Do you think your songwriting has improved over the years? Are you more critical of your writing as you get older?
I don't know if I'm any better. I mean, I've sort of recently listened to my first record that I made with the Alpha Males.
So you don't listen to it very often?
No, not very often. I mean, because it's kind of painful for me. Like, to get a record out is not easy. It's so traumatic for everybody.
It's traumatic to hear the songs because it reminds you? Does it take you back to actually the making of it?
Yeah, sometimes. And also just getting the songs right, I have to re-edit a lot, go back. I try and get the words so they're really smooth. Ray Davies always used to say, you've got to get the words so that they're smooth, like the rocks at the bottom of a river. The flow is right, and it sounds believable rather than sort of cod poetry.
Dan Kelly, the song Sydney versus Melbourne, is that written for clickbait purposes?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, it's called Melbourne versus Sydney. I just should correct you there just so that Melbourne people don't get upset.
Yeah, because they do, right?
Well,
They do.
Yeah, I think Melbourne people in that debate generally feel it harder than Sydney people. Sydney people are just like, whatever, I'm going windsurfing.
You know what? I'm going to challenge you on this. You know, they're always engaging, Sydney people. So is it really true, that construct?
I'm only basing it on my friends. But I just thought it was funny. In that song, I see myself as kind of a Leonard Cohen-esque character, religious figure, sort of riding through the warring factions on a donkey.
I love that. And you're a Queenslander. Really.
Yeah, exactly. So I get to, born in South Australia, grew up in Queensland. So there's a bit of neutrality.
Yeah, neutrality I was about there. To say, you really are. Yeah. You know, you're not taking a side. Now tell us about the song we're about to hear, Haters. What's this about?
I spent a bit of time playing guitar for Paul Kelly. We did a lot of touring in America a couple of years ago. Well, this is maybe 4 years ago when the last Obama campaign was happening. And, you know, there was a lot of hatred going on, you know, a lot of Republican hatred. I wanted to write a song, like a kind of a hopeful, sexy song. So I pictured myself as kind of a gigolo on an aircraft carrier during a Republican wives convention, just kind of soothing the wives of these kind of hate-filled dudes.
This is good.
And yeah. I wrote a song basically based on that, which was called Making Love to the Haters, but I've just stripped it down to Haters because one-word titles are cooler.
So much cooler,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, apparently.
And especially now that you have told me that you're a gigolo in this song, what's not to like about it?
I'm trying to be sort of positive. It's not, hopefully not creepy. Again, I'm neutral. I'm saying the love is there for anybody who wants it, and I won't judge you.
Let's hear it. This is Haters by Dan Kelly from his new album, Leisure Panic.
Find some goodness in the heart of man and woman.
by Dan Kelly from his new album, Leisure Panic. It certainly has got that, what a sexy, free love kind of sort of vibe. And you're really rocking the falsetto there, Dan.
Yeah, that's I've sung in falsetto a lot, not so much on this record, but I thought if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it all the way on that one.
Do you like singing in falsetto?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I think it was a way for me to get up high. I can't sing, you know, high in my natural voice. I've actually got a very Kelly mid-range. I only got about an octave, but I can go up high, and I've always sung harmonies. I learned to sing harmonies with my mum just listening to the Beatles when I was young. So I sort of naturally gravitate towards singing a high harmony, you know, almost like an Appalachian folk, high lonesome sound. So I like to sing it when I can. What I do, which is kind of a narrative in the head of some dude, what's going on with the world thing. If you sing it low, like Leonard Cohen or Kurt Vile, people pay a lot more attention to it. They think you're wiser. If you sing high, it's
wow, that's a whole other conversation, isn't it?
Yeah.
This maleness, this authority. That's
what I reckon, because, I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of that stuff, and I just, if someone comes out with the big, deep voice, everyone goes, whoa.
What a man.
Heavy dude.
Serious guy.
But if you're sort of up in the other regions, it's a difficult sell.
You're a girl.
Yeah. I mean, even though, like, essentially, most rock and roll guy singers want to sing like African-American women. To me, it's the sweetest sound, you know.
I agree.
And that's how rock and roll was born, I would say.
Now, you're here to introduce us to a song or an artist who's inspired you, and you've picked Curtis Mayfield, but early years Curtis.
Well, it's a bit of everything with Curtis, but I find this song with Impressions, I just love this song. I've been trying. The end of it particularly just still kind of brings the hairs on the back of my neck up. It's so sweet. And Curtis is someone who sings high, but he's someone who has this real wisdom. He understands the human condition. He's sweet without being sort of sappy. He can sing about sort of heavy stuff, but it still feels really joyous. His guitar playing is just so fabulous. I mean, apparently he tuned his guitar to the black notes on his mum's piano. So he has a really unique sound. I think there's like a lot of fourths and there's a darkness to those kind of notes and a melancholy, but mixed with this kind of sweet melody. And he's been such an influence on, you know, like Bob Marley and the Wailers, particularly early stuff, and Jimi Hendrix's guitar playing when he does his more soulful stuff, like songs like Little Wing or Waterfall, or they're basically on record as saying, we're trying to be like Curtis Mayfield. We're trying to play like Curtis. We're trying to sing like Curtis. You know, those high, keening kind of Wailers harmonies, that stuff really hits me. And it all comes from, I mean, what? It doesn't all come from Curtis, but he was the guy who really influenced those people. Those three artists are huge for me. Particularly his album Curtis Live, which is just a kind of a masterclass in singing and soulful guitar playing and not overdone. And yeah, love Curtis.
You do. Yeah. Dan, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Oh, and you too.
Now here's Dan's choice, I've Been Trying by Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions.
I've been trying, Lord knows that I've been trying.
That's I've Been Trying by the fabulous Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions. And that's it from me in the Drawing Room. I'll be back on your radio at 6 o'clock tomorrow night for our last RN Drive for at least this year. We will be back next year. But if you want to catch up on any of our interviews from tonight or this week or all year, in fact, you can go to the RN Drive homepage where you can download all of our audio or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or using the ABC Radio app. Next on RN, it's Between the Lines with Tom Switzer.